In the 1940 presidential race, Franklin Roosevelt was seeking an unprecedented third term. His Republican opponent was Wendell Willkie. Into the maelstrom of depression and looming war stepped an unlikely third-party candidate, Gracie Allen.
Hello, Gracie. Coming down to the studio tonight, I saw a big banner saying vote for Gracie.
Yeah, I know.
All over town, I see billboards saying put Gracie in the White House.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the newsreels. It's in the papers. Signs right here on the stage saying send Gracie to Washington. What does this mean?
Well, George, I'll let you in on a secret. I'm running for president.
You're running for president?
Yes.
Gracie, how long has this been going on?
Well, for 150 years. George Washington started it.
Vote for Gracie. Vote for Gracie. Vote for Gracie. Vote for Gracie. Vote for Gracie.
Starring George Burns and Gracie Allen with Frank Parker, Ray Noble and his orchestra, and Truman Bradley speaking.
As the Wall Street Journal reported this week, Gracie Allen of George Burns and Gracie Allen wasn't so serious about her campaign that she actually tried to get on a ballot. But she did manage to extend her radio show gag into a 34-city whistle-stop tour, culminating in her winning the presidential nomination of the newly formed Surprise Party.
The text of the Surprise Party platform is outlined by candidate Gracie Allen. Plank number one, unemployment and where to get it. Under my administration, the government will give free correspondence courses so that people who can't find jobs in their own line will soon be without jobs in three or four different types of work.
Well, that's nice work if you can't get it.
For instance,
yes.
I'll teach people to milk cows by mail.
By mail?
How to raise mushrooms under twin beds.
Oh, that's amazing.
How to get good bridge hands when it's your deal.
Well, you must be elected.
200 things to do with an old toupee and so forth. Vote for Gracie.
Vote for Gracie.
Vote for Gracie.
On the island of
Capri. She's the best little skipper in the land. Vote for Gracie. Vote for Gracie. Won't you please give this little girl a hand? Even big politicians don't know what to do. Gracie doesn't know either, but neither do you. So vote for Gracie, to win the presidential race, 100 million strong. That's right, you can't go wrong. Vote for Gracie, keep voting all day long. Now, when I'm down in Washington, if there's anything that you want done, just tell me all about
1940 presidential candidate Gracie Allen.